the Chiefs were not playing in the Super Bowl when Kyle and Erica watched the broadcast together on their second date. So it didn't matter that they paid more attention to each other than they did to the game. Kyle's brother, Tyler, knew Erica from his work in anesthesiology. He had introduced the two of them and now was hosting the second date. When the game came to an end, Tyler started a video chat he had previously scheduled with his parents, and when they saw their son Kyle sitting with a woman they didn't know, they had just one question. Who's that? Now they know. In this parish, we have a large number of members who work in healthcare and a large number of accountants. But we do not have many accountants who successfully dated nurses. It's a tribute to both Erica and Kyle that they found a lot in common and have made this cathedral parish a part of their lives. They come regularly for worship, they have supported us in many ways, and they've met other members to enhance their own involvement and deepen our community. If anyone asks of them, who's that? You know, it won't take long to know. Erica and Kyle chose a passage from Paul's letter to the Romans for us to hear today. Near the end of his letters, Paul frequently answers a variety of questions and gives practical advice to his readers. Now, these verses from chapter 12 list actions people may adopt to make the community stronger. Paul writes, "Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Discern what is good and pleasing and perfect. Let love be sincere. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal." Paul urges the Romans to exercise hospitality and to sympathize with those who rejoice and those who weep. If possible, Paul says, live at peace with all. Now, Paul wrote this for the entire Christian community. He wanted each of us to behave that way toward others. The Catholic Church today includes this passage among dozens of recommendations for weddings because this advice pertains especially to couples. You know, words like love one another in mutual affection. Still, it reminds all of us how to behave. If you've been in love, you know what it's like to be sincere. If you've experienced love with one person, you've learned skills you can apply in other relationships as well. Kyle and Erica, you've both demonstrated a sincere love for each other and an openness to God's word. As you grow in love together, you will develop more skills in loving all others as well. Your families have instilled great values within you, in your work. You help people analyze what is really happening to them, and you show them a path out from their troubles. All this you will do even better when you follow Paul's advice. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Love changes the way people think, the way they act, and even the way they look. You appear more content when you're in love. May your love continue to deepen and make you ever more ready to share it with others. Don't let the world transform you. Let love transform you. It'll change the way you look. When people see you, they may ask, "Who's that?" Well, it's someone whose love is sincere and who chooses to live at peace with all.